Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I think that's really hard when you have guys that have yet to get to the money cannon contract. When you're still on that first contract, it's not like they're not making good money, but everybody wants that first big contract. So when you have guys that have it, like Cade Cunningham, and guys who haven't, like Jaden Ivey and Asar Thompson and Jalen Duren, you can see how everybody wanting to get theirs can get in the way. And apparently, either none of that happened or not much of it happened last year. Now, when you get a year later, or you're closer to those contracts, or deadlines pass like did, I get a little, you know, you always want to make sure that winning is still the number one priority, which as fans, we sit there and we think, well, of course, winning's the number one priority. When you're in the game and that first contract, that first big free agent contract is looming, they had the chemistry last year. I'm crossing my fingers that they'll still have it this year.
Yeah, I think it's an exciting time for those guys, knowing that they're going to get paid. It's just a question of how much and where is that offer going to come from. I mean, because they're restricted free agents, you know, the Pistons would be able to match qualifying offers, whatever they want to do. I suspect these guys are going to be Pistons. But if they choose to go another route, that's interesting. If they were to go another route. But because of the rules with the NBA and their salary cap, you don't worry as much about them losing their players because they have to keep them all under a certain level, because you can go above and beyond that with the luxury tax. And after seeing that the owner, Tom Gores, was willing to eat $70 million of a coaching contract, I don't know. I guess I'm thinking that if when the time comes, if they have to go above the salary cap to retain their own guys, I think they do it. And I don't think he blinks.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to hesitate with that. But anyway, as it stands right now, I'm going to be watching and making sure and hoping.
Hey, it's Mike Valenti. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valenti Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That they still have that same chemistry.
Tomorrow night in Chicago, right?
Yep. The other thing is the World Series set. Last night, Seattle led most of the game. They led 1-0, then it was 1-1, then 2-1, then 3-1, and it was 3-1 in the bottom of the seventh with a runners at second and third. And a dramatic three-run home run.
George Springer.
Sealed the deal for Toronto.
Yeah. I was at the Lions game, but Rieger was sitting next to me, and Jeff had his laptop that had the game on, and it was 3-1 by the time that I started to head down. So I didn't get to see the home run. But when I got into the interview room, I was looking on my phone and watching what was happening with the animation portion from ESPN, but got to see there were the two on and they were bunted over to second and third base. I'm like, oh, small ball. Here we go. Going to get small ball calls. But then Springer faces a new arm out of the bullpen and just takes him yard. George Springer is a performer, man. He's a postseason guy. He was a great pickup for Toronto a few years ago. One of those Houston Astro players, highly coveted. And I was glad to see Seattle get eliminated. I just want anybody to beat the Dodgers. But I figured this would be the toughest, the road of most resistance for the Dodgers is having to travel to Toronto, go cross country for that. I think that that Toronto gives them the tougher battle of the two teams. So maybe that's why I was rooting for Toronto more than Seattle. It's an anti-Dodger thing.
I was going to ask you guys, who do you think Michigan is rooting for? I know you're an anti-Dodger guy, but there's people here that don't like Toronto, don't like any Canadian teams in general. Doug, I mean, who do you side with this World Series?
I mean, for me, it's an easy Toronto, but it's part of that has to do with Toronto's no longer a division rival. And, you know, for some reason, my Toronto angst is all directed at the Argonauts. No, it's all directed at the Maple Leafs.
Spitfires.
Yeah, it's all directed at the Maple Leafs. I'm going for the Jays at this point, and you know whoever won that series, I was going to be really. I mean, if obviously I got my nephew on the Mariners, so the idea of him getting to a World Series was really really cool, and the idea of him getting a World Series ring would be unbelievable. And I don't know what the rules are for a taxi squad kid. I mean, I guess he could have been made eligible for the World Series, but the bottom line is, yeah, I mean, who likes the Dodgers?
I don't mind the Dodgers. Maybe it's because of Ohtani. And I know the people are like, they don't like the overspending and doing whatever. There's no cap in baseball.
Yeah, that's 100%.
But that's 100% what you would want your team to do, though. So I don't understand. If the Tigers went out and bought every player, I'd be like, yes.
This is fair because I murdered baseball forever over no salary cap and nobody cares who can write the biggest check. And then I got uncomfortable with what the Red Wings were doing in that era when there was no cap in hockey. I'm like, God, the Red Wings are kind of the Yankees of hockey. And I hated that.
But they weren't. It got nowhere near that bad.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Didn't they have like the highest payroll in the league for a while there?
I think they may have been, but the disparity wasn't like what you see in baseball. It may have been they spent a few million dollars more than the second place team. It's not that they spent $200 million more than the team they're going to face in the World Series. And they got guys that came over that took less money to play for the Red Wings. Brett Hull and Luke Robitaille didn't sign for giant contracts. You know, they went out and they matched a qualifying offer for an offer sheet anyway for Sergei Fedorov, and they had to pay all that up front, and they were able to. But, you know, it's not quite apples to apples.
I highly doubt that's the way Atlanta Thrashers fans saw it back in the day. They probably saw it, oh, here come the Red Wings with all their payroll, which is all that mattered, and I hated that about it. I felt like a hypocrite for MF and the Yankees.
I think it's a whole different scale when you look at what baseball has, because you've got teams that are spending $350 million and teams that are spending $50 million.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And it needs to be evened out. The basement, the floor, those teams on the floor have got to spend more money. It's just ridiculous that they're not spending more money. And those teams that spend like the Dodgers spend, that has to come down. But how do you do it? I mean, there's no easy way to do it. You're going to have to grandfather in something and say by a certain date, you're going to have to be compliant with a $250 million salary cap or whatever it is.
It's just getting the Players Association to agree to a deal with a cap. I mean, I felt like the NHL had to come to an Armageddon moment.
They did.
And maybe, I know, I'm saying they had to come to the Armageddon moment before they agreed to a salary cap. And I don't know.
And I don't know if baseball is going to get to Armageddon. Yeah. And I don't think that the Dodgers or the Yankees or the Mets or the Cubs or the Red Sox care.
No, and I don't think Thrashers fans care that we didn't outspend the rest of the league the way the Yankees outspent baseball, but when you do make a mistake at that level, you can overcome it when you have way more money than everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't crying when we got, you know, David Price and Prince Fielder and Miggy and all that. Like, I think as a fan, yeah, I understand the competitive balance sucks, you know, for the rest of the league. But if you are that team where they spend money, you're happy. You're good with it, you know?
Yeah, sure. And certainly the Tigers could spend more.
They did at one point.
They could spend more, and I hope that they do this offseason if they do not get a deal done with Tarek Skubal. So tomorrow we got a lot to talk about with the Piston season starting and the Red Wings with a big game, and we'll probably start to get more into the college weekends to come with the Michigan-Michigan State game. Hey, sweet, another night game. It's awesome. the night game.
Is that not what we want?
No.
No, it's not at all what we want.
Funny thing is I feel more and more people are like, okay, enough with the night games, but, you know.
That's all right. If you're a Michigan fan, you get the night game, the next game too.
Yep, and then we're waiting for start times for the Maryland game and the game at Wrigley. I do not believe the game at Wrigley will be. I think they've been told that that will not be a night game. So there is that for those that care. Real quick, Rico Beard is in studio. What do you guys got planned coming up next?
We have a new staple of the show called Can We Say That? We're going to do Can We Say That? Lion style.
Okay.
To start the show.
All right. Have a great show. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.